You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, we're ready. We play every Tuesday, Thursday. We try to play every Tuesday, Thursday at about 8 o'clock. And we are at it again today. Let's start by talking to Josh on line one. Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Oh, good, buddy.
Having a great morning. How old are you, Josh?
Did you say how am I or how old am I?
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
All right. Well, what do you do with your life? Are you in school? You got a job? What do you do?
I'm currently in my senior year up here at CSU.
All right.
Well, you're a Ram. Go Rams, right?
Oh, yeah. Go Rams.
What are you studying, dude?
I am studying nutrition.
Oh.
What are you going to do with that?
You know, I have no idea.
Well, it's a good thing you're studying it.
Well, and I'm glad you're spending all that money.
A lot of money into, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's a real expensive, indecisive decision.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Are you thinking about changing your majors or something? Your major?
I think after this degree, I'm going to go back to school and get my nursing degree.
Oh, now see, that makes sense.
They kind of go hand in hand. So.
That's right. You could marry the two.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good luck to you today. The boys are up 1-0. They're counting on you to double that lead, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's make it count.
Spencer's going to try to step in and stop you from doing that. Hi, Spencer. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you guys?
Super duper.
Excellent. How old are you, Spencer?
I am 21.
All right. What do you do?
Well, you know, it's actually funny because I go to CSU, too.
What?
I'm in my senior year up there as well. Yeah, so this is going to be a good battle happening here.
Josh, settle down.
Yeah,
ooh.
Josh.
Oh.
Josh, I think she's probably got a boyfriend, Josh.
Just
leave
settle
her alone,
down.
Okay? Just leave her alone.
Well, he's a very lucky guy. He's a very lucky guy.
All right. What are you studying up there, Spencer?
I am studying human development, and I'm going to try to get my master's here in a couple of years and some kind of psychology degree.
Well, it's nice to know that you know what you want to do, unlike some people that we talk to.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why the girls are better anyway.
Oh, boy. Trash talk.
So, you know, it's interesting that you're studying the psychology. You want to go that route because we were just talking a few minutes ago about body language and what it means if you, like, look up to the right when you're talking versus... We might need somebody like you in the future to answer all of our questions, all right?
Hey, guys, you know, I'm here for you whenever you need.
All right.
So Jeremy will have an in-house psychologist for
love
our
it.
Show.
Love it.
Dr. Spencer. It's Dr. Spencer, don't you know?
Jeremy.
There you go. All right, well, here's how this game works. I am going to ask Josh some questions that women are more likely to know. Jeremy's going to ask Spencer some questions that dudes are more likely to know. Best out of three will win and be headed to the Black Eyed Pea.
Yum!
If we're tied after three, we play Sudden Death Overtime, and we alternate who goes first. Today, it's the boys. Josh, are you ready for me?
I am so ready.
Okay. Rook, Daith, I think it's how it's pronounced, and Tragus are types of what? Rook, Daith, and Tragus. Types of what?
Oh.
Take a guess.
Dresses.
No.
Spencer,
guess.
No. What is it, Spencer? Do you know?
They're piercings.
Yeah, they're piercings.
Mm. Where at?
I think mostly ear piercings.
Oh,
yeah,
they're
ear
all
piercings.
Ear? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, over to Spencer we go.
And just out of curiosity, Spencer, do you have a boyfriend?
I am actually single Pringle.
Josh, back in it.
That's funny.
There's hope.
Single Pringle. Let's see, Spencer. Liam Neeson travels to France to track down his daughter in what movie?
Taken.
Correctamundo.
Look at that.
Shoot.
Josh, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. Can you tell me what a Biore strip is designed to do? A Biore strip. What are those for?
Biore strip.
Take a guess. No, I hear people talking in the background.
Who's helping you?
Are you getting some help?
Or is
there,
your radio
Josh?
Turned up?
No, that's my radio.
Yeah,
sorry.
turn your radio
all the way down.
You didn't make it.
Time is up anyway.
That's for blackheads, right?
Yeah, it removes blackheads.
Gross.
Hey.
Ew.
Spencer,
you ever done one of those, Dom?
No.
Oh, I have. Have you, Spencer? I'm sure you have.
I have not.
What? It's the coolest thing. You put it on your nose for like 10 minutes, whatever, and then you peel it back and it peels all the, you cleans your pores, and then you flip it over and look at it, and it looks like a bunch of little trees standing up on it. It's the grossest thing.
What?
Yeah.
Ew. What do you got growing out of your face?
Well, just natural dirt and oils, Dom.
Well, I'm not, apparently
and
not
maybe
natural.
Maybe like chicken wing juice or something.
Because I don't have anything like that on my face.
Oh, 100% you do.
You're the one who always gets those pimples and blackheads.
I don't have pimples and blackheads.
All the time.
Whatever. You're gross. Whatever. Don't make me sound like a freak.
I mean, we can hold up a picture of a pizza and a picture of Jeremy's face, and you got to think about it for a couple of minutes. You got to tell
people.
It's the pizza on the left.
No, I don't. No. Spencer, don't listen to him.
Okay. Listen. I'm in the zone.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, because here's the thing, Spencer. If you get this, you will already win the game. If not, Josh will have one more chance to tie it up.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
All right. It's a car question. Do you like cars?
I do like cars, but I don't know if I know much about them.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
What car company has a new vehicle coming out next year called the Grand Wagoneer?
Volkswagen?
No.
That good guess.
Jeep. It's a big old mamma jamma SUV. I watched a video on it last night. Some of the models are going to be over $100,000 for a Jeep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Is it cool?
It's really cool. It's really fancy. Yeah. It's got like 15 screens in it. It's crazy.
Wow.
Jeez.
Jeez. Huh.
You sounded like a salesman for this car.
It's great. It's just 20 miles per gallon. It's got the panoramic roof. And you never have to rotate the tires.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Josh. You need this to stay alive. If you miss it, the game is over. Even if you do get it, Spencer will have another chance to try to win it. But let's see how you do with this.
All right.
Who is Mila Kunis married to? Take a guess.
Come on, easy one.
Hurry.
Is it Ashton Kutcher?
That is
all day long. It's Ashton Kutcher.
He pulls it out at the last second.
Yeah, he does.
So we're tied 1-1. Spencer, if you get this, you win the game. If not, we're going to go to sudden death overtime.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Spencer, who co-hosted Wayne's World with Wayne?
Oh.
You all right, Josh?
Spencer, do you know?
I'm
Wayne.
Josh can't,
know,
can't talk while she's answering.
Garth. That's Wayne and Garth.
Wayne and Garth.
Wayne's
Party
World.
On, Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Guys, we're going to sudden death overtime between the two CSU Rams.
Can you believe it?
Here we go.
I'm kind of getting a visual of these two Rams, you know, banging their heads together.
Don't do that. Apparently, they're both single.
As long as she's not a buff.
Yeah, that is true.
Come on now.
If I was a buff versus Rams, that would be a good duel.
Will you guys stop flirting?
Yeah, I mean,
we can just feel the connection over the phone, you know?
Yeah, it's getting a little awkward.
I feel like we should just let you two just talk, and Jeremy and I will just leave the
room
for a few minutes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This is like the Dom and Jerry matchmaking show now.
Did you just call me Jerry?
Dom and Jerry, yeah.
Dom and Jeremy.
Do you know we used to set people up on this show all the time? In fact, I am not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. We have 6 weddings that can be traced to being set up on our show. And we had to stop doing it because of liability
issues. You know, you don't know if Josh is a creeper or not. So. Josh, are you single? We never asked you. Are you single, Josh?
I'm actually not.
Wow.
Denied.
Spencer, door slammed. Oh.
Yeah.
But he's not married.
He's not married, and it sounds like things are on the rocks.
I'm not married.
How long have you been with her, Josh? How long have you been together?
8 months.
Oh, come on. It's college.
Oh, you better watch your mouth, Josh. We can say this kind of stuff. You can't.
Oh, I'm trying to be careful. I'm trying to be careful.
She's listening.
Where did you meet her, Josh?
She's actually my sister's best friend.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, she's actually my sister.
Josh, no. West Virginia.
For a split second.
Oh, my God.
Sister's best friend. Well,
how does that work out? Because if you break up with her, then you've got all this drama with your sister.
I think we've kind of established that truth is the best policy, and so far that's worked out.
I had a buddy that dated my sister for a while. I mean, it was a little weird, but it was the same thing. Like, when it didn't work, everybody laid it out there, and they moved on. You can make it work.
It's the best policy, I think.
Yeah, you can make it work.
Jeremy was trying to set me up with his sister, and it was...
Constantly.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Where are we with the game? Oh, we're tied. We're going to overtime. Sudden death overtime, means... The first one to get one right will win.
Here we go.
In the movie The Greatest Showman, Zendaya performed a duet with this heartthrob. What heartthrob?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry.
Who's that for?
You.
You.
Josh?
I'm going to say Shawn Mendes.
No, it was Wolverine.
Yeah.
It was Hugh Jackman. Really?
No, no, Zac Efron.
Oh, never mind.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is the winning answer.
I screwed that one.
Jeremy,
up.
You wouldn't have helped him at all.
I thought it was Wolverine.
No. He was the greatest showman. But
that's
Zac Efron
right.
is
that's
the one who
right.
sang the duet. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Zac Efron is the heartthrob.
You
is
like that him? What you're looking for, Spencer? In a guy?
That's what I'm looking for.
You're looking for Zac Efron. Well, sorry, I'm taken.
Who was your last boyfriend, Spencer? I mean, what happened to you two?
You know, let's just say that things, you know, didn't really work out, and we just didn't agree on a whole lot anymore.
No.
Did you remain friends?
For a short amount of time, but I think for right now, it's just best that we go our separate ways and, you know, maybe try to reconnect later on.
Again, you're 21. It's college. Go have some fun.
Yeah, just go your separate ways. You don't need to stay in touch with him.
Right now.
Josh, do you look like Zac Efron?
No, I'm pretty far from that.
Oh, well, then it works out perfectly.
Yeah, more of a Chris Farley.
More of a Chris Farley.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. Spencer, here's another chance for you to win the game if you get this.
Okay.
All right, Spence. Give me the Broncos' current record right now. I need wins and losses.
Oh. I want to go with 1-3.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. You gonna finish?
You're
it?
A winner!
Yeah!
dramatic pause.
That was a dramatic pause.
Oh,
because she
boy.
Said it and then she's like, wait a minute, is that not
that
right?
Right?
No, that's absolutely right. You know what? I want to say this was one of the best games of boys against the girls we've played in a long
yes,
time.
Yes, indeed. You're both rock stars.
Because you both are just loaded with charm, charisma, personality, pizzazz. You've got it all going for you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks, Josh, guys. You have to take some medicine before you go. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Girls rule.
Girls rule today.
Yeah.
Good luck with school, Josh.
Yeah, I hope you figure out what you're going to do with your life, buddy, all right?
You and me both.
All right, man.
You take care.
Yeah, good luck, Josh.
Well, that's very kind of you. Spencer, you've got the gift card, and you also tied it up for the girls. It's 1-1 now for the month of October.
Sweet.
So well done. Sweet.
Good luck finding a boyfriend.
Or not.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, or not. Who knows?
Or not.
Maybe I just, you know, need to be single for a little while.
Single. Go out. Live your life. Have fun. Get your school done. Go out and get that great job. Yeah, and then you can worry about some stinky dude later.
Yeah, of course. And I'll call you guys whenever I have my, psychology degree and you need some help with me, okay?
Absolutely. We'll stay in touch.
Thank
Talk
you.
To Josh. Make sure our producer, Josh, has your information and we'll reach out to you, all right?
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Spencer.
Welcome. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Good people. Good game.
What a fun game
good
today.
Game.
Well, it's tied up 1-1. We'll play again on Thursday here with your boys in the morning.